Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Philip Neri. A joyful heart is more easily made perfect than a downcast one. Born in 1515 in Florence, he showed the impulsiveness and spontaneity of his character from the time he was a boy. In fact, one incident almost cost him his life. Seeing a donkey loaded with fruit for the market, the little boy had barely formed the thought of jumping on the donkey's back before he had done it. The donkey, surprised, lost his footing, and donkey, fruit, and boy tumbled into the cellar, with the boy winding up on the bottom. Miraculously, he was unhurt. After this, he had a conversion and dedicated his life to God. He went to Rome in 1533, where he was a Livian tutor of the sons of a fellow Florentine. He studied philosophy and theology until he thought his studies were interfering with his prayer life. He then stopped his studies, threw away his books, and lived as a kind of hermit. In 1548, Philip formed a confraternity with other laymen to minister to pilgrims who came to Rome without food or shelter. The spiritual director of the confraternity convinced Philip that he could do even more work as a priest. After receiving instruction from this priest, Philip was ordained in 1551. At his new home, the Church of San Girolamo, he learned to love to hear confessions. Young men especially found in the wisdom and direction they needed to grow spiritually. But Philip began to realize that these young men needed something more than absolution. They needed guidance during their daily lives. So he began to ask the young men to come by in the afternoon, when they would discuss spiritual readings and then stay for prayer in the evening. The numbers of the men who attended these meetings grew rapidly. Philip and another priest named Monsignore Cacciaghera gave a more formal structure to the meetings and built a room called the Oratory to hold them in. Not everyone was happy about this growing group, and Philip and Monsignore were attacked by the priest they lived with. In 1555, the Pope's vicar accused Philip of introducing novelties and ordered him to stop the meetings at the Oratory. Philip was brokenhearted but obeyed. The Pope only let him start up the Oratory again after the sudden death of his accuser. Philip would not let anyone say anything against the man or even imply that his sudden death was a judgment from God. Philip's lessons always seemed to be tailored directly to what the person needed. One priest gave a beautiful sermon. Philip ordered him to give the same sermon 6 times in a row so people would think he had only one sermon. Humility was the most important virtue he tried to teach others and to learn himself.